Hello, this is Violet Blue, and you are listening to my podcast, Open Source Sex. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to find out more about me, you can visit my website, tinynibbles.com. You can check out my new audiobook and ebook publishing site, digitapub.com. Or you can also read what I write in the San Francisco Chronicle on sfgate.com every Thursday. So last night, I was asked to do a quick 5-minute slide presentation for the O'Reilly Radar series called Ignite, and it was really, really, really exciting. I went ahead and audio hijacked the stream, and so I have the audio version of it, which I'm going to play for you in just a few minutes, and I'm going to let Brady Forrest, who is the MC, introduce it and explain it a little bit more, and then you're going to see just how completely crazy I went on stage last night. And I think that if you're at all geeky and you love porn, and you like making fun of porn and porn online and 2.0 communities trying to figure out how to police porn online, I think you're really going to dig it. All right, here it is.
We're going to get started now. I'm Brady Forrest. I'm here from O'Reilly. This is Ignite. We're going to have a series of talks right now. They're each 5 minutes. The speaker gets 20 slides, 15 seconds a slide. The topics are all geeky, I hope, most of the time. And they're all fun, and I hope you enjoy them. First up is Violet Blue with her talk, Porn or Not. Please welcome Violet.
Ceiling Cat is still watching you masturbate. And chances are good you're masturbating to pornography on the internet. But what is porn? That's a really good question. That's the thing a lot of 2.0 sites are trying to figure out. Well, I know it when I see it, right? That's sort of what we all think of. Well, that was a Supreme Court Justice Potter Stewart basically issuing forth what has sort of become the catchphrase for community standards. Porn is legal in the United States of America, but obscenity is not. And, well, as you can, God, these slides go fast. As you can see, this is porn that's made that's not technically obscene, but it's made to be porn. So it's pretty obvious, right, that this is something that could be categorized as obscene or not, depending on the jurisdiction that is deciding whether it's porn or not. Well, what happens when you put porn in something like a virtual world, like Second Life? And all of a sudden, you also have something where everyone is content and consumer at the same time. How do community standards apply to that when suddenly you're not talking about community standards across the United States? Then we have people under 2257 regulations trying to decide what's porn and what's not to see if they're going to be in trouble for not having the proper documentation. And we have people looking at images like this going, I don't know, is her ass red from a spanking or is it red from a sunburn? I have no idea. And then I'm working on Fleshbot and I'm trawling the web looking for hot porn websites and I'm coming across things like co-eds with colds and I'm like, Jesus, this is just like performance art, you know? One person's jack-off material is a piece of wadded up paper on the floor. What kind of place is the internet? You don't want to know. Actually, you kind of do want to know because it's full of fetishes, and fetishes are awesome. Basically, a fetish is something that basically gets someone off that is unusual, predicament, a scenario, a thing, an item, or possibly bubble wrap. No, actually not. This was actually just a tribe that was about bubble wrap that had the unfortunate problem of naming itself with the word fetish. Tribe decided to self-apply 2257 standards and hold everyone in the tribe responsible across tribe for the type of content that they were having in their tribes. The bubble wrap fetish tribe got marked as mature simply because it had the name fetish in the title. Big mistake applying those standards to all of the communities, because basically what we're talking about is we're talking about applying community standards to managing clusters of data. And I think that when you look at something like this, it's pretty obvious, right? Okay, on the left, it's art because it's very well lit, but on the right, it's not very well lit, and you can see the flash, and you can see those holes, and the holes are just way more inviting. But, okay, I want to put forth an argument that the fetishist is the ultimate super user of 2.0 sites. We need to harness their power, people, because fetishists are the power users of these sites. This is someone in Zentai, Spidey. He's in a lot of trouble. But see, the thing that fetishists do is that they know how to game the systems of 2.0 websites and find exactly what they're looking for because they know what they like. The unfortunate consequence is that people end up putting up photos and being sexualized, and they don't know that they're being sexualized, and they're kind of not okay with it. So you have these girls that are like, oh my God, you know, this guy favorited my photo, and he's a total stranger, and I think he's jacking off to, and it's totally not consensual. But the thing that I want to say is that it's totally happening in real life anyway, because someone probably saw her feet on the bus and then took that picture in their head and took it home, jacked off to it there. But then there's cases where it's a lot more obvious, like Plumper, which takes pictures of, well, larger women and then puts them on their website. And they're not necessarily sexually explicit, but not everybody feels okay with ending up on the Plumper website. The nice thing about the Plumper website, though, you know what I'm saying? The nice thing about the Plumper website is that he takes it down if you ask him to. Now, the thing about people who are looking at things that aren't categorical, or that you can't really, you know, define as porn, is that they're like, it's okay to look at it, right? Like, it's okay with my wife. You know, if my wife sees me jacking off something like that, it's no big deal. It's okay with God, because God doesn't think I'm looking at porn. And then all of a sudden, we're trying to figure out what's porn and what's not, and the person who's jacking off feels really, really bad because they favorited that photo of someone's feet. And then we're not even talking about, like, a nipple here, right? We're not talking about art. We're talking about when websites, you know, decide to categorize someone's photograph of, say, something that might even be vaguely erotic and put it in the bucket of bad, as in obscene. And it really pisses users off, especially users who just have pictures of nipples. And then all of a sudden the users are mad, right? And the users who are being sexualized are really mad, and the users who are not sexualizing anything are mad, and they take to the streets because, oh my God, suddenly I can't even look at a sock monkey without feeling guilty. And I can't find any fucking porn on Flickr to jack off to, and it's making me really, really upset. I'm guilty, no one's getting off. They're trying to apply community standards to the web. They're being really, really vague about terms of use policies. Oh my God, I don't know what to do, and I think my feet are pretty hot. So I don't have a problem with my feet ending up in these pools, and all of a sudden, what do? We're like, God, Creative Commons, save me. And as you can see, I picked the attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives, Creative Commons, non-sex, no fetish, no tentacle. So please respect my Creative Commons license.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Violet. That was great.
Oh my God. That was so much fun. And I can't wait to do it again. They've invited me to come speak again, so I'm really, really thrilled about that. Thank you so much for listening to this very unusual version of Open Source Sex. Usually I do sex ed, or I read some erotica for you. I do have some erotica coming up, and I have more sex ed coming up, but I thought this might be a fun distraction, just so that you could see some of the craziness that I've been up to lately and giving all of these crazy talks that I've been giving. Thank you so much, and thanks for listening.